First story, Egyptian army forces fire warning shots to disperse pro-government protesters outside a mosque in the capital, Cairo, where supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi have been holed up since last night. The move was aimed at providing safe passage to some of the pro-Morsi demonstrators leaving the Al-Fat Mosque located on Ramses Square. Earlier, security forces briefly entered the building to negotiate protesters' exit. Demonstrators said they were afraid of being arrested by government forces or attacked by supporters of the military-backed government. Witnesses say a female protester died in the mosque after security forces fired tear gas inside the building. Hundreds of people, including women and children, are trapped inside the mosque. The siege of the mosque comes the end of a day of deadly clashes between security forces and pro-Morsi protesters. Scores of demonstrators were killed during the clashes. Mohamed Chalabi is with us now live from Cairo. Let's get the updates from him. So, Mohamed, tell us what's happening inside the Al-Fat Mosque now as we're speaking, the number of people who are still in there, and what's going to happen to them.
Well, Homa, it's a very delicate situation still out there, but a catastrophe is not expected to happen simply because there is a live footage that is being broadcast throughout the world, really, from outside and inside the mosque, and the army and police know that very well. So I think this is probably. No one can say for sure, of course, but this is gonna, you know, be solved without a major catastrophe again because of very close-range video, live video shooting, very close-range from inside and outside the mosque. Now, some of the protesters have left. There were about 1,000 there throughout the night and the early hours of the morning. The citizens had refused to leave because they were afraid of being attacked by the thugs who were hiding behind police and an army, and because some of their comrades, when they went out, some of them were arrested, and others were hit by thugs on side streets, and they didn't want to leave until daylight came, and they don't trust the safe exit promise of the security officials. We haven't heard anything officially from the part of the army or police concerning giving them a safe exit. But we heard from the Sheikh of Al-Azhar saying that he wants the sit-iners inside the mosque to cooperate with security forces, and that was met by strong criticism from the part of the sit-iners who criticized the Sheikh of Al-Azhar, who did not talk about the loss of life, did not denounce the crackdown against peaceful protesters, but instead yesterday praised Saudi Arabia's words in support of the Egyptian interim government in the fight against what it calls terrorism, and so they felt that the Sheikh of Al-Azhar was really out of the way there. He did not even condemn the besieging of the mosque itself in all cases. They are afraid of being taken to military or police camps for investigations. They know they've broken the curfews, so they know right. That we are under a state of emergency, so basically, you know, the security forces can legally find anything. Yes. To attack those protesters or sit-iners. So that's why they do not want to leave. We are getting reports, conflicting reports, Homa, finally, of a potential breaking into the mosque by the security forces. But again, these are reports, and also other unconfirmed reports that there are calls for citizens and for the supporters of Morsi to go out there and save their comrades, because they insist they have nothing inside the mosque. They have no weapons. They say, some of the those inside say, if you want, come in and find for yourselves. But they are afraid that if they are taking out, then weapons could be planted in,
right.
and they would face legal charges unlawfully. Houma.
Thank you very much, Mohammed Chalabi, correspondent with all the latest there from Cairo.